Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We studied the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 9, from contamination to purification. Summary. With the beginning of chapter 7 and chapter 8 in the book of Daniel, we are informed about visions Daniel got in the later years of his life. It was already in the time of the last king of Babylon. Babylon came already to an end. And in the first vision, he had this vision of these beasts, and in the second vision, of a ram and a goat, showing the development with the Persian kingdom and the Greek kingdom. And then, out of one of the directions of west, east, south, west, especially from the west as we discovered, there comes a horn, at the beginning small, but it becomes big, 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 bigger. It becomes a great horn, a very great horn, and it waxes up to the sky, to the heaven, in universe. And it attacks the heavenly sanctuary, especially the system of redemption. How are we saved? So this little horn is a system, a religious system, which Satan established instead of the correct system. So it is something for you that you do not know what is correct, if you do not have the original to compare with. And the original is the Word of God. Here we have the origin, the truth. And if you take this and compare it with the dogmas of the Roman Catholic Church, then you soon see, there are differences, a lot of differences. And this is what Martin Luther, the great reformator in the 16th century in Germany, discovered. He found out, as a Roman Catholic priest, there are differences. We must go back to the origin. We must reform our church. We must bring these two together again, that they are in harmony. A work of reformation is needed. We are far away from the truth. We have established many, many, many dogmas, but they are not there. These are false dogmas. And he thought the leaders of his church, of the Roman Catholic Church, would meet him with applause. But he was wrong. Because they wanted that the established power would continue. They were not interested in reformation or purification or being in harmony with the Bible. They wanted the people to pay for the church. They wanted to continue with their power. That was the aim of the leaders of the Roman Catholic Church. A reformation, what for? If we reform it to the biblical standard, we will lose our power and we will lose our money. And that can't be. These are the two most important aspects for the leaders. So they wanted to burn Martin Luther. But God, he kept his hand on him, and he died in bed at the age of 62. So, although at the Diet at Worms, they decided that anyone who would like to could kill Luther, they never got him. Jesus himself took care of that. Because the Reformation should start. But this horn attacked the heavenly sanctuary, and the Reformation made it open, revealed it, what was going on there.